It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're back together again. As soon as I finish tying this shoe, I'm going to ask you what you think this might be. It is a bookcase. It's a case for books. And in this case, I have a lot of different books. Books in different languages. I'll show some of them to you. Here's a book that's in the Hebrew language. Here's a book that is in Spanish, the Spanish language. Here's a book that's in the German language. And when people read these books, they think about what they're reading, and the words mean something to them. See the different kinds of writing in these books. But people who know how to read these different languages know what these words mean. Here's one I'd like to show you. It's a French book, and it says, Où est Spot? They're looking for a little dog called Spot. This says, Est-il dans le piano? Is he in the piano? You lift it up, and it says, Non. Here's another page. It says, Il est sûrement sous le tapis. He's surely under the rug. Not under the rug. And then on the last page, it says, ah, le voilà, that means, oh, there he is, that Spot in there. Those are a few pages from that book. Now, this is not a book. This is a video cassette. And video cassettes are important too, but they're different from books. This video cassette is like a home movie. It shows a time when I took an old car of ours out for a drive in the country. Last time when we went to the old car show, I thought about showing this to you. So I'm just going to put it on picture-picture so you can see it now. Time when I went out into the country in an old-fashioned car. I see that, I think about that beautiful day. I was expecting Mr. McFeely to bring another video cassette. I think I'll call his place and see if he's on his way. I wanted to show you some programs which children see in other countries. Hello, Mrs. McFeely? Yes. Fred Rogers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the programs in other languages. Oh, he's on his way. Good. What did you say? Oh, that's a fine idea. Thanks, Mrs. McFeely. Goodbye. Mrs. McFeely said, why don't you sing that song about waiting? Why not? Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Wow. Didn't have to wait very long, did we? It is Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you.
Here's the video cassette that you ordered.
That's it. Children's Television Around the World. Thank you. Would you like to watch it with me?
I'd like to. I have some time today.
Good. Come right in.
Alrighty.
We'll show it on picture-picture. These are programs for children to see on television in different countries. So we'll just look at them on picture-picture.
Children watch this program in Japan. It's a story about children visiting a zoo. Hear the man speaking Japanese?
They like to watch the chimpanzee going up the hill, which is close to a very big mountain. Now, this television program is from Denmark. That's a person dressed up to look like a great big bear, hanging up his towel.
Yeah.
What's he gonna do?
You'll see.
In, two, three.
One, two, three. He said.
Where the court.
He always says 1, 2, 3 before he starts.
Oh, I'm the head boy. In, two, three. Oh.
See, the Danish children would understand what he was saying because he's speaking their language. This is a television program that children in Russia like to see. That lady's telling the children that they're going to have a story now. It's a story about a little donkey that is looking for happiness. They sing and they speak in Russian.
Ах, это ты! Ну, заходи, заходи.
Добрый день, козочка. Нет ли у тебя счастья?
Счастье means happiness.
Наверное, есть.
я не знаю, где оно лежит.
Может быть, вот там?
Посмотрим.
The goat says that milk is her happiness.
Это молоко, масло, сметана.
Так, так, так. У овечки счастья нет. У тебя тоже нет.
Да, но у меня есть молоко. Оно такое вкусное, полезное. И вообще...
Счастье – это не вообще. Прощай.
Счастье. Ослику очень нужно счастье. Где же найти его?
Why is she sad?
She's lost. And the others are going to find her.
Ой, не бойся.
Мы тебя не обидим.
Ты наше счастье? Нет. Я Маша. Я заблудилась. Я хочу есть. Мне холодно, я хочу домой.
Я сейчас.
And the others give her their happiness.
Пей, девочка.
А теперь домой. Сядь.
Her home.
Maybe the donkey's happiness comes from helping others.
Well, she certainly does look happy in there, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Какое счастье, что вы меня нашли.
Isn't it interesting to know that there are adults who make television programs for children all over the world?
Every country has people who care about children in different ways.
We certainly do. Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed watching them myself. Well, I have some more deliveries to make, so right now I'll say speedy delivery to you, all righty?
Speedy delivery to you.
Goodbye.
Bye. It is good to know that, isn't it? That there are grown people all over the world who care about children. Do you have any grown-ups who tell you stories? Or read books to you, or watch television with you, things like that? Well, I'm one who likes to do that for children. Let's have some make-believe. Last time we pretended that Mayor Maggie of Westwood was going to trade places for one day with Queen Sarah. Let's pretend that they're getting ready for that now. As the trolley goes to the neighborhood of make-believe.
This reminds me of my days before being a queen.
Did you like those days?
Oh, yes. They were different, but I liked being myself then, and I like being myself now.
You are such a healthy person.
Well, thank you. So is Mayor Maggie. She looks so good in that picture you have. How do you think she'll be in the queenly robes?
Well, her one robe is finished, and she's trying that on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the crown won't be ready till the last minute.
I see.
Let's try this hat on.
Then I look more like the mayor. Oh, that feels so good.
Yes.
Don't
oh,
you think?
There. You look just fine in that suit.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, Mayor Maggie.
Hi, Mayor Maggie.
What do you think?
Oh.
It fits perfectly.
Perfectly.
I think it will be fun to be queen for a day.
You'll be a beautiful one, my dear.
And you'll be a fine mayor.
Just exactly What does a mayor do?
Well,
oh, here comes Father.
Queen, mayor, and lady, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
There seems to be something different here. Lady Aberlin may explain.
Well, as you know, Uncle Friday, Mayor Maggie and Aunt Sarah are going to change places.
For one day.
Yes, so they're trying on each other's clothes to see how they will look.
Mayor Maggie will need a crown for her queenly dress-up.
Oh, the royal crown makers are hard at work on that right now.
I had no idea there'd be so much involved.
When we do things here, we do them. Don't you agree, Sarah?
There's certainly no disputing your statement, Friday.
No. And what will you be expected to do as mayor for a day?
I was just asking Mayor Maggie that when you came out, dear.
I would imagine that the mayor would make the decisions and be in charge of the place.
Well, that's correct, King Friday.
That's a very responsible job, being a mayor.
No more responsible than being a king.
Oh, of course not, Your Majesty.
Farewell to you, dress-up ladies. I'm going to attend to royal affairs of statewide importance.
Farewell,
King Friday. Uncle Friday.
Wow, he really likes being a king, doesn't he?
I don't think he'd ever want to be something else.
But he is something else. I mean, he's an uncle and a husband and a father.
Oh, I know that, dear. I just mean I don't think he'd ever entertain the idea of having someone come here to be king for a day.
I see.
Now, Mayor Maggie, what will I be expected to do as mayor for the day that you're here?
One of the first things will be to meet with the Westwood Town Council. They want to discuss some zoning variances for industrialization.
I will do my best to listen.
That's one of the biggest parts of the job, listening with care and then giving your opinion.
Hmm.
But what will I be expected to do as queen for a day?
Besides looking beautiful.
You will need to tell Edgar Cook what to make for dinner and then put stamps on all the letters. My Food for the World organization doesn't have a meeting until next week, so you won't have that. But the main thing is to try to listen out for Friday.
What do you mean, listen out for Friday?
Well, I think I can help with that.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And of course, you, Queen Sarah, will have my associate Mayor Aber to help you.
That's a relief. I've never tried to be a mayor before.
Nor I a queen.
Oh, isn't that Mr. Aber over there by the platypus mound?
Oh, I think it is.
It looks as though he's talking to Anna Platypus.
I just wanted to be sure, that's all.
I told you, I wouldn't even think of it.
But you look like a bird. Don't you think she looks like a bird?
She has a beak that's a little like a bird's. But Anna is a platypus, and that's very different from being a bird.
You see, I'm not a bird, and I don't eat worms.
If I weren't a caterpillar, I wouldn't have to worry about such things. Couldn't you make me into a butterfly, Mr. Eber?
Oh, no, Nancy. You're the only one who can do that. And anyway, I like talking with you just the way you are.
Won't you like me when I grow into a butterfly?
Of course I will. But I like you right now, too.
Oh, here comes Daryl.
Now that's a creature for you.
How's life on the ground today?
Don't rub it in, Daryl.
I'm not rubbing anything. I'm just asking.
You know, Daryl, Nancy can hardly wait to turn into a butterfly.
I know. And I used to be like that, too. But now I think those caterpillar days had some nice things about them.
How do you mean?
Well, I didn't have to worry about wings or air currents or any of that stuff. And it's fun sliding along on your tummy once in a while.
I think I know how you feel. When I was a little boy, I kept thinking, all I want to do is get bigger and bigger and get to be a man.
And then what happened?
I got bigger and bigger, and I did get to be a man, but sometimes I think about how nice it was being a little boy.
So you mean there's something good about every time.
In its own way.
Well, that's certainly food for thought.
I think I'm glad I'm the way I am.
I am too.
I'm glad I'm the way I am. I'm glad I'm me. I'm glad I'm the way that I'm supposed to be. I like how I look. I like the way that I feel. I feel that I have the right to be quite pleased with me. I'm glad I'm the way I am. I think I'm fine. I'm glad I'm the way I am. The pleasure's mine. It's good that I look the way I should. Wouldn't change now if I could. 'Cause I'm happy to be me.
Well, I'll think about that.
See y'all later. I'm really glad you're the ways you are. I'm glad I'm the way I am. I'm glad I'm me. I'm glad I'm the way that I'm supposed to be.
Mr. Aver, how's everything over at the platypus's place?
Pretty happy at the moment. How about here?
Oh, just fine. Mayor Maggie is inside telling the Queen more about being a mayor.
Queen Sarah grew up in Westwood. I think she'll make a fine mayor for a day.
How do you think the king will do while she's away?
I don't know. He seems to be in excellent command here.
We may see.
Niece Eberlin and Mr. Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Does Mayor Maggie know about all the important things of being a queen?
For instance?
How to fold the napkins, how to read the books, and how to give compliments when compliments are needed.
Well, King Friday, she has been mayor for several years. She knows many things.
I would like to interview her immediately.
I'll find her, sire.
Thank you. Niece Eberlin, I was just thinking about this queen for a day business, and I realized that there are several things that I would not care to do without.
Napkins folded correctly.
Exactly.
And books properly read.
Yes, dear niece, you know the importance of little things.
And especially... Yeah.
Oh, Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, King Friday. Yes. How do you think I look?
Your queenly robe is beautiful. But the question to you is, how do you like my robes?
Well, they're not new, are they?
No, but they are very special.
Uncle Friday has the finest robes in the neighborhood.
An appropriate comment. Lady Eberlin, before Mayor Maggie tries to become queen for a day, I suggest that you teach her about royal complimenting.
Yes, sire.
What was that all about?
Well, it's like this. Uncle Friday likes compliments. He likes people to tell him nice things about himself.
What kinds of things?
Oh, all kinds of things. The way he looks, the way he speaks, the way he plays his bass fiddle, the way he walks his wooden bird, everything.
Oh, I'm beginning to see that being a queen is more than getting dressed up fancy for a day.
It certainly is.
It can still be fun.
I hope so.
Let's go get the rest of your costume.
Oh, let's. I like it when you two are here. Hi, Charlie.
King Friday always wants people to give him compliments. That means he always wants people to mention the good things about him. And he wants everybody to know that he's the boss. What would you do if somebody always wanted to play the boss when you played together? You know, men aren't always the boss, and women aren't always the boss either. It depends on the person. Not on whether that person is a man or a woman. Men and women are different. They're different from the time they are born. but all of us are human beings. Boys, girls, men, women, and we all have feelings about who we are and about who other people are. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. When you're born a boy baby, you grow up to be a bigger boy and then a man. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl baby, you grow up to be a bigger girl and then a woman. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Whoever you are, there are parts of you that are fancy, parts inside and parts outside, and you're just fine the way you are, the way you're becoming the person people know and love. Isn't that a good feeling? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have more things to do and talk about next time. I'll be back then. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.